What eludes computers is creativity. By virtue of having been trained on past compositions, they can only be derivative. Furthermore, they cannot conceive a topic or goal on their own, much less plan how to get there with logic and style. At various points in the online version of his article, readers can see how GPT-2 would have carried on writing Mr. Seabrook's piece for him. The prose gives the impression of being human, but on closer inspection it is empty, even incoherent. Meaningless prose is not only the preserve of artificial intelligence. There is already a large quantity of writing that seems to make sense, but ultimately doesn't, at least to a majority of readers. In 1996, Alan Sokal famously submitted a bogus article to a humanities journal with ideas that were complete nonsense, but with language that expertly simulated fashionable postmodernist academic prose. It was accepted. Three scholars repeated the ruse in 2017, getting 4 of 20 fake papers published. Humans already produce language that is devoid of meaning, intentionally and otherwise. But to truly write, you must first have something to say. Computers do not. They await instructions. Given input, they provide output. Such systems can be seeded with a topic or the first few paragraphs and be told to write. While the result may be grammatical English, this should not be confused with the purposeful kind. To compose meaningful essays, the likes of GPT-2 will first have to be integrated with databases of real-world knowledge.